We're checking out the winning post now, and we're joined by an old mate. Well, he's not that old, but we haven't spoken to him for some time. From the Newcastle Jockey Club, you remember Dwayne Dowell. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, Bear. How are you?
Very well. How are things on the coast these days?
Very wet, like everywhere. I was actually talking to our track manager a couple of days ago. I said, how much rain have we had in the first 6 months? He said, 865, and since that time, which is earlier in the week, we've had another 300 since, so well up over 1,000 mils for the year, and and look, understand that a lot of other places have had a lot more than that, but we've certainly had our fair share. The water tables down around the racecourse here at Newcastle are very high, and the reputation of Newcastle being such a great drainage track is being compromised at the moment because we just can't get rid of the water.
Mate, you certainly compared to a few other parts of the Upper Hunter, that's for sure. Now, I saw it was Newcastle race after race after race for earlier in the year, but you're having a bit of a break at the moment.
Yeah, we are, Bear. We had our last race meeting last Saturday, and we don't come back until the 6th of August, so we've got 5 weeks off, so the track gets a much-needed rest, and my staff get a much-needed rest as well. We took on an extra 4 meetings during the first 6 months. One of those, obviously, was Group 1 race day from Rose Hill, Tancred Stakes Day, which was just an amazing day. Very much enjoyed that, and it was the first time history was created that we had Group 1 racing here at Newcastle. So I've got fond memories of that day, but we also took on several of the other meetings from the other provincial clubs as well during March when it was quite wet. So the track is... certainly suffered. It's very much a tired-looking track, but this 5 weeks will bring it on because we've got a very busy time coming up. We've got Newcastle Cup in September. We've got a Jungle Juice Cup Day, which is fairly new news. It's moved to a Saturday in the middle of October. And then, obviously, our biggest race day of the year, the Hunter, is in early to mid-November, I think the 12th.
Yeah.
And that's our big one. That's the one we'll be throwing a fair bit of energy into. That'll be a big one.
You mentioned having a Group 1 race there in Newcastle. Now that you've proven that you can do it and it's going to come off, any chance that you could speak to the powers that be and say, listen, we could do another one of those each year?
Well, I guess what we did is, and just a quick story around it there, we were notified at about 2:30 on the Saturday when the races were called off at Rose Hill. So we were able to pull together all the plans for that meeting, and it occurred on the Monday. So in less than 48 hours, we were able to turn things around and conduct a Group 1 race meeting. So huge kudos to the team here.
Well done.
Certainly shows that we can do it. And so, look, I don't mind being the obvious plan B when these events occur.
Yep.
Obviously, the weather's been pretty unprecedented. But, you know, we do often get some heavy rain during that Aurum Carnival. So to know that we're ready to go, and to be able to run a race meeting like that is good for Racing New South Wales to know that.
All right. Now, I have brought you in as our celebrity tipster this weekend. I just need to mention that we have been in good form. Trevor Taylor from the Musselbrook Race Club, Friday week ago, he tipped 3 from 3. The week before, Steve Keane from Scone Race Club, he tipped 3 from 3. So the pressure is on you this weekend, mate, just so you know.
Crikey, I don't think I've ever tipped 3 from 3. So, they've set the bar very high, haven't they?
The punters know they need to listen to the Sideline View for great tips this weekend. I've just levelled it up a little bit more for you there, mate. Just put a bit more pressure on. Race 8 in Randwick today. It's the Winter Stakes. Who do you like?
Yeah, look, not going too far outside the favourite. Number 3, Taxu. I know has been a bit of a favourite amongst some of your previous tipsters, Joseph
yep.
Pride. Glenn Schofield rides. Look, just probably a superior wet tracker amongst this field. It's the feature race of the day, the Winter Stakes down there, race 8, 3:15 this afternoon. Got great form. Only had one blemish 2 starts ago, but certainly still well weighted with only 57 kilos. Not getting huge value, just over the $2 mark, but it'll take a good one to beat Taxu, I think, today.
Yeah, a favourite of both of our Trevors, Trev the Rooster and Trevor Taylor, Taxu, but it doesn't hurt to follow a horse, does it?
Well, that's right, so they must know what they're talking about because, it's a pretty popular horse and the market certainly suggests that. It'd been backed in a little bit too from a couple of days ago when it opened up. So they're looking for wet trackers due to all the rain and, the heavy track today certainly suits.
Now, you mentioned earlier about Newcastle being the plan B for other races that had to be moved. Scone is going to be in that position today with 8 races.
Yeah, they are. So this is a transferred meeting from Wyong, who obviously have suffered a fair bit of rainfall down there as well, and they have sections of their track probably not underwater now, but certainly not ready for racing. So I thought we'd go to race 5 for the first tip, Grecian Lass. So that's That's one of our local runners out of Newcastle. Chris Lees trains. Dylan Gibbons is the rider. Was a last start winner and is suitably placed in this. Dylan's absolutely flying. He's going to be the leading apprentice this year, and he still claims 1.5 kilos. Probably not getting super odds again around about that $3 mark, but drawn barrier one. Has won in the wet before, so all points to a pretty good run there from Grecian Lass in race 5, number 4.
As you mentioned, with the apprentice on board, it drops from 58.5 to 57 kilos. Would that make a difference over 1,600 metres at Scone?
Certainly would, 1,600 metres, and I'd suggest, being the heavy track. Horses, certainly when it's a bit heavier going, you're looking for horses with a little bit of weight relief, I think. Certainly those two factors, the distance and also the anticipated heavy track. Any sort of weight you can get off your horse can only be a bonus.
All right, that's race 5 this afternoon at Scone. Jumping at 2:20. Keep an eye on number 4, Grecian Lass. And your final tip for race 8 in Scone today?
Going to tip you into a good friend of mine, Jeremy Gass, horse in the last race 8, number 3, Tim's Principal. Was a good win in the Aberdeen Cup at Musselbrook a few weeks ago and has been freshened up. Another one with an apprentice claim of 3 kilos. So it was originally carrying 61.5, comes back less 3 kilos, 1,400. Jeremy often does space Tim's Principal's run. Has won in the wet. It was a heavy 8 that day at Musselbrook and is going to get a similar track at Scone today. So be cheering for the local Scone trainer, Jeremy Gass, with Tim's Principal in the last race 8, number 3, around about the $6 mark. So good each way there.
That's going at 4:15. Dwayne, thank you very much, mate. I really appreciate you stepping in to help us out as our tipster for the winning post this afternoon. And we'll speak again down the track.
Not a problem. Anytime. Thanks, Bear.